Praised be Jesus and Mary. When Jesus approached the city of Jerusalem, he wept over it because the inhabitants didn't know the things that make for peace. You know, they had rejected the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord because of their pride and unbelief. Now, they refuse to listen to Jesus, who comes as their Messiah, whom God anointed to be their Savior and their Prince of Peace. Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem was a gracious visitation of God's anointed king to his holy city. You know, Jerusalem's lack of faith and rejection of the Messiah, however, leads to its destruction. Jesus' lamentation and prophecy echoes the lamentation of Jeremiah, who prophesied the first destruction of Jerusalem and its temple. Jeremiah's lamentation offered hope of deliverance and restoration. Jesus is the hope of the world because he's the only one who can truly reconcile us to God and with one another. You know, through his death and resurrection, Jesus breaks down the walls of hostility and division by reconciling us with God. You know, he gives us his Holy Spirit, both to purify us and to restore us as a holy people of God. Through Christ, we become living temples of the Holy Spirit. You know, God had visited his people in the past, and he continues to visit us through the gift and working of the Holy Spirit. And when God visits his people today, he comes to establish peace and justice by rooting out our enemies, sin and Satan and every other form of evil. That's why God both judges and purifies his people, you know, to lead us from our sinful ways to the ways of justice and peace, love and holiness. You know, God actively works among his people to teach us his ways and to save us from the destruction of sin and Satan. You know, it's sad to that some people think, you know, God's judgments are unjust and unloving. You know, Scripture tells us when God's judgments are revealed in the earth, you know, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. You know, to pronounce judgment on sin is much less harsh than what will happen if those who sin are not warned to repent. But, you know, every time people today try to warn someone of their sin, they're accused of being judgmental or accused of hate crimes. The Lord, you know, in his mercy, gives us grace and time to turn away from sin. But, you know, that time is right now. If we delay, even for a moment, You know, we may discover that God's grace has passed us by and our time is up.